It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
It actually doesn't feel like it's 6 degrees, at least to me. 6 degrees, light snow, actually a pretty good day weather-wise, at least in my opinion. Maybe I'm just flawed. Welcome into the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. Just the weather didn't seem all that bad. I don't want any snow. I know that there are other areas in the country that are getting some significant amount of snow. I think even in my old stomping grounds, Kansas City, they got like 3 inches today. So don't want the snow. Snow flurries, fine. Clearly, I will take the weather the way that it is. It'll hopefully warm up. It's supposed to warm up here going into the weekend. Plenty of things to get to over the course of the next 2.5 hours. And I actually want to start with the background that I have in terms of being somebody that once worked in education and being the son of an educator, okay? I value education. We've talked about it before on the show. But something that is coming up again, and I hope that the trend stops, it ends. But I want men to be educated because I feel like society is better off when we go to college. Men, it seems like, and it sounds like, according to different polls and research, are just, they're not wanting to go to college nowadays. There's a decline in men going and being enrolled on college campuses. And this has been a trend. This is not something that just occurred in the last year or two. This has been going on for a while, according to the Pew Research Center. And I wonder why that is. Now, I understand and get the fact that when we talk about getting into a trade and people not wanting to go in debt with student loans and all this, I understand that part of it. But you would think that from an experience standpoint, right? You talk about the days that you crave to have as a young person, the experience of being on a college campus, that you would want to be a part of that process. And I do feel like we should not undervalue the college experience, getting a college degree. And it's disappointing, to be honest with you, Chris, because when I look at this, we can sit here and we can talk about it's just dollars and cents. I think it's more than just dollars and cents. And I'm not sitting here saying that it's that everybody loves to take out student loans and go in debt and do all this stuff to whether they want to go to a law school or they want to go to medical school or just whatever they need to do to get into an occupation. Mm-hmm. I totally get that. Okay. But that's not a new thing necessarily in society. Like that's been going on for quite some time. But I feel like from an experience standpoint, making yourself a well-rounded person, being able to engage and learn from other human beings. I think that going to college clearly enhanced my life. It was a great experience. I loved everything about being away from home and being an adult for the very first time in my life, because when I got to, you know, to college, I was 17. And I eventually, once I left a college campus in my early 20s, I was fulfilled by the experience of learning so much, especially being away from home. I think it's a different dynamic when you stay in state for some. Mm-hmm. But for me, it was one of the best things I ever could have done. Did I have some money that I needed to pay back? Absolutely, I did. Now, did I get some scholarship money and did I have some stuff going to Morehouse? Yes, I did. But I had to take care of stuff once I graduated. But I just feel like the experience of being on the college campus. And secondly, like, the trend is that women are continuing to go and get that college education. Why would a guy, a single guy, okay, and take whatever your sexual preference mm-hmm. is off the table. Why would you not want to be on a college campus with all of these brilliant, bright minds and these females around you to take in that part of the experience too?
I think some people...
The dating pool has to be great for you.
I think that the dating... Well, for some people, it was great. For some of us, we just kind of took what we could get.
You were just there.
I was just happy to have a chance to get an at-bat. That's all I wanted. I think, number one, you don't think about the student debt when you're in school. You're like, hey, you know what? I'll take care of this stuff after I'm out.
But your parents think about it.
Some people don't have their parents' support.
Okay.
You know, I had to do it on my own. No parental support whatsoever. Like, everything I did from age 17 on, zero parental help. Zero. And that's just fine. There are some that kind of have to go about it that way. But I think, you know, if you're talking about the experience, that's what you look forward to. There are some people out there, they don't care about learning from other people. Diversity doesn't matter. If you want to, you know, go and you want to be social, some people don't want that. Some people just want to, they want to graduate, they want to get a job and just work. And that's where I feel like you've got your community colleges. Some people take the community college, they take the credits, and then they go to a four-year university. But there are a lot of people that just go to trade schools because now we're told, number one, is college really worth the investment? You know, what do you get? You get these college degrees that are going to cost you. And again, I'm not saying it's true, but this is what we hear. You hear you're paying thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of dollars for a college education.
And people are, yeah.
That isn't worth the paper that it's printed on. Mm. But if you go to a trade school and you get like an HVAC degree, guess what? It's 2 years. You're out. You're making really good money. You're a member of the workforce. You can afford the house and the, well, maybe not, but you can afford to be more independent sooner that way than going the traditional 4 or 5 year college route.
All right, so I would ask this question, and we could get reaction on the talk and text line, 651-461-9226. I don't think that college, like a 4 year institution, I don't think it's just about dollars and cents. I think it is a part of being a well-rounded person. You mentioned trade school. Okay, mm-hmm. You mentioned trade school and all that stuff, whatever. Like, and you said, you know, people are just concerned with, okay, I need to go learn this trade and then get into the
They're not thinking about something, you know, learn. They want to be a better person by having a good paying job. That's all of the, you know, the learning, being diversity.
Does money, though, make you a better person?
I don't think it makes you a better person, but if you know you are going to have a job that is going to be fairly stable and you know that you're going to have a very good wage and you know that you're going to have it earlier, you're going to be able to have that income and be able to establish yourself as an independent outside of school, outside of being with your parents. But you can kind of become an adult a lot quicker. And I feel that's kind of a way that some people now, you know, they go, I love my time at college. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I had a lot of great experiences, but I understand right now that maybe college isn't for everybody. I don't have a problem with that.
But that's a point, though, that I wouldn't make. And this is the reason why. It's always been that way. College isn't for everybody. People have went to college and not went to college forever, ever since colleges and universities were a thing. So even like when I think back to my friends, I had people that I graduated from high school with. They didn't go to college. And that's just part of it. So I don't think of it through that lens right now about college isn't for everybody, because it's always kind of been that
but
way.
I think it's what do you want to get out of life? Like, where do you want to be? You know, if you're 17 or 18 years old, a lot of people don't think 4 or 5 years down the road, this is where I want to be, because you're a completely different person, you know, 23, 24 than you are when you're 17 or 18.
I don't know what those people are thinking about then, because if you're 17 and 18 and you're not thinking about 5 years down the road, that's part of the reason why people aren't going to college then. It's because they can't see past tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's I think it's always kind of been that way, because some people, I think it's all about what you value. Like, you had this idea that you wanted to go to Morehouse and you wanted to be part of this legacy in the HBCU, and you had all of these names that you looked up to, and you're like, I want to be connected from them. I want to learn from them. I want to be in that atmosphere. Some people go to college and they're like, hey, you know what? I just want to be able to sow my wild oats. I want to be able to party. I want to be able to hang out with my friends. Some people go and they're like, you know what? I've got a specific education. I've got a job in mind, something that I want to do, and I'm going to go do it. But, you know, some people, they'll get out and be like, you know what? I'm going to take a year. I'm going to kind of wait it out.
Then
I'm going to go to college. So
I can see that, too.
I think it's all about, because I took a year off. I mean, I went to Brown Institute for a very short period of time, worked at the Mall of America, not Camp Stoopy. And then it was like, you know what? This isn't for me. I went down to Houston, hung out with my buddy's sister and her boyfriend for a couple months, just to kind of like reset myself, moved back up to southwestern Minnesota, got into North Dakota State. And for the next 5 years, that was my journey. But everybody's got things that they value.
Yeah, and I would ask this to the listening audience, too. And we'll take phone calls and texts on the other side. 651-461-9226. Is it about the expectation, though, that we have in 2025? Because it could be a part of that, too. When I was a high school student, the expectation from my mother and father was, you're going to college. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, there was no wiggle room. There was no debate in our household. It was, you're taking your butt to college.
And that's because of your parents.
Because of my upbringing.
What they educate.
Yes.
Yeah,
and what they expected. I don't think that is always the way that people are going to look at things nowadays, or even maybe back then everybody wasn't the same way. So I clearly, that's, you know, times have changed. But yeah, it was like, you're going to college. What is your short list of schools that you want to go to? But it does concern me that less men are attending college and wanting to be college educated. 651-461-9226. We get to that next year on The Lake Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want more men to go to college. Experience the great life and the things that you get a chance to participate in college. I enjoyed every single second of pre-law society. I enjoyed every
pre-law society.
I enjoyed every single second.
It was lawlessness.
Of the Freaknik. I enjoyed every single second of
debauchery.
Daytona Beach.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I enjoyed every single second of Graves Hall. I enjoyed it all. It helped me become the man that I am. And you learn from a lot of other people. So I,
yeah.
And look, the text line giving you props as well. They're texting in. That's amazing. You were able to do everything on your own after the age of 17. Good for you. Be very proud of yourself.
You know, and I am. Like I've lived enough lives. You know, between my...
You're a cat now?
I am. Man, you know what? You know, from a broken neck, almost severing my carotid artery to, you know, 90% of the people that suffer that injury are either quadriplegic or dead. I'm here. I've been on my own since I was 16 and a half. But you know what? I bounced around and I made some mistakes, but I knew deep down in my soul that I needed to do something. And I think what was it for me for college is when I was younger, I knew that I loved sports. And I knew that I loved radio. I loved talking. I love the sound of my own voice. Nobody else does, but I do. And I just wanted to do something where I could prove to myself that I was capable of doing what I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a while. But I'm here and I'm thankful, and I look back at my college days, and it's not just all about the classes. To me, like you mentioned.
That's my point. Yeah, thank you.
It's about the parties, but it's about the memories. It's about going out and doing these things with your friends that you don't realize in the spur of the moment. You look back and you're like, man, you know, some of the most fun I had was with my buddies. When we did something just so unbelievably crazy, you know, one of my friends, her car was buried underneath like 15 feet of snow. So there were a bunch of us. We went out there. We dug the car out of snow in the middle of a Friday night.
Wow.
I have no idea why. You know, we'd get done with classes and we'd, you know, let the wind push us down University Avenue back to Churchill Hall where we'd play, you know, NFL 94 for an entire weekend, and we'd have a whole floor. Everybody would just be in on this tournament.
Our room, we had the tournaments in our room.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
My freshman year, we had the biggest dorm room on campus.
Okay. Yeah. And for me, you know, being on campus and the president of Churchill Hall for a couple of years and then student government, I'm not going to say that I got away with things, but I knew that I had some privileges that other people didn't. And I had access to things that other people didn't in terms of, like, you know, rooms and amenities and whatnot. I took advantage of it. I did. But it's part of my experience. And I think there's so many outside of the classes that you don't realize that those are the best days of your life until you look back on them. You don't know what you're in until you're on the other side.
Yeah. I just love everything about the college experience. I got to be honest with you. If I could do the Rodney Dangerfield, go back to school, I probably would.
You're Thornton Lemon.
I go back to school.
You're Thornton Lemon. Oh, that was a great show.
I so much value being in settings that promote learning, that mm-hmm. promote growth. I just think that that's so important for the human experience. It really is.
I wonder as costs, and I know that the education system is going to have to break sooner or later with the amount that people are paying for tuition and everything. And I was lucky that I had reciprocity with North Dakota State, because if I didn't have reciprocity, that wouldn't have been, you know, I know more about the FAFSA and student loan and student aid than I could ever, ever want to. But at the end of the day, we're thankful for the opportunities, and hopefully something will break where we'll be able to see more people taking advantage of the educations.
Yep. All right. 651-461-9226. We promote education on this show. We promote people wanting to learn, people wanting to grow, people wanting to better themselves. That's what we should be about in this world. That's what we should be about. That's what I want to see happen, and I want that for everybody, not just guys. Like, we know that you know, I don't want to say I know. I hope that this is just something that's been a trend now, and that the trend will go back to more guys getting to college campuses. But I think it's for the betterment of society. It's going to be pretty awesome. Let's go to Steve in Minneapolis. He wants to chime in real quickly.
Yeah. Hey, Henry. Uh-huh. Steve here. We met before. You're a great dude. I just want to comment on the college experience. I went to Madison, and it was amazing. But I also want to say about the graduate school experience, because I did go to Carlson at the U of M, and it was almost like going back to college. I just heard you say about, like, you know, back to school with Rodney, which was filmed at Madison. But my grad school experience in my late 20s was so amazing, and it was like, in a way, going back to school. So I just want to chime in on that to any listeners. Like, hey, if you're thinking of furthering your education or really higher education, go do it, and you're going to have fun doing it.
Hey, let me ask you this real quick. But you did yours like the traditional way, right? It wasn't necessarily the online stuff.
Oh, yeah. I did my undergrad at Madison 4 years, and then my full-time MBA at Carlson School of Management in person.
Yep, got you. Got you. All right, I appreciate the phone call from Steve in Minneapolis. And Steve, continue to listen, because we have a special guest coming up next year. Our first guest of the night is somebody that he would probably know from his time in Madison playing at the University of Wisconsin. But, yeah, no, I would enjoy that. And, look, I'm not trying to say that to diminish the online experience. How you educate yourself and how you grow as a person, however you want to do it and go back to it, because everybody's life is different. They got kids. Not everybody has that amount of time. In my situation, I would like to be on campus. I would like to be in the classroom, because that's just fun for me.
It was part of it. It's something that you wanted, and you got it. Yeah, it's, you know, hey, again, everybody cherishes something different.
Speaking of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, we have somebody that played there, Jordan Taylor. He's currently a Big Ten Network basketball analyst. He joins us next here on The Lake Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.